this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to the Longevity Plan Podcast. This is podcast number 213, 4 reasons why dieting is bad for your heart. Studies show that up to 98% of diets fail. According to new research, dieting might increase your risk of a heart attack as much as smoking. In this podcast, I'm going to share with you 4 reasons why dieting is bad for your heart. So before we jump in with the 4 reasons, let's talk about the dieting is bad for your heart study. Unless you were on a media fast here a couple weeks ago, you probably heard about the dieting study the whole world was talking about. The study was done by Dr. Shripal Bangalore and colleagues from New York University, and it was published in the most prestigious medical journal in the world. To better understand the effects of yo-yo dieting, or as they like to call it in the medical circles, weight cycling. On the heart, they studied 9,509 people. I should mention that these 9,509 people all had known heart disease, so it was definitely a high-risk group of people that they were studying. They then compared those people with the highest weight fluctuation. So these are the people who lost weight and then gained it back. So they studied the people with the highest weight fluctuation, basically the yo-yo dieters, to those who say were consistently overweight. And here are the 4 findings of why dieting is bad for your heart. So here are the 4 reasons. Number 1, dieting increased heart attack risk by 117%. As up to 98% of diets fail, almost everyone who has ever gone on a diet could be considered a yo-yo dieter because everybody gains it back. This is because when people go off their diet, the weight comes right back. In this study, weight loss followed by gaining the weight back increased your heart attack risk by 117%. To put this into perspective, other studies have shown that smoking increases your heart attack risk by up to 124%. Of course, these are 2 completely different studies, and it would be like comparing apples to oranges. However, I share this to point out that the magnitude of risk might be comparable. So losing weight and gaining it all back puts your heart at far more risk than just being overweight all of the time. So it really begs the question, if you're going to lose weight, you can't let it come back, or you would have been much better off to have never dieted in the first place. Number 2, dieting increased your stroke risk by 136%. In many ways, a stroke is like a heart attack. With a heart attack, one of the arteries to the heart suddenly gets blocked off and the heart muscle downstream from the blockage dies. In strokes, the same thing happens. An artery feeding blood to the brain suddenly becomes blocked, and the brain tissue downstream of the blockage dies. So a heart attack and a stroke are the same thing, except heart attacks to the heart, strokes to the brain. Thus, anything that increases the risk of a heart attack would also be expected to increase the risk of a stroke. Number 3, dieting increased diabetes by 78%. In my mind, this was probably the most striking finding of the study. Somehow, the diabetes risk of weight fluctuation or yo-yo dieting was worse than just being overweight all of the time. This finding raises the question that perhaps yo-yo dieting or weight cycling, weight fluctuation, whatever you want to call it, somehow damages the body's metabolism. So you got to be really careful. You can't just willy-nilly go on a diet because you may be doing some serious damage to your body. If you're going to get the weight off, you can't let it come back. Number 4, dieting increased premature death risk by 124%. As heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the Western world, it should come as no surprise that anything that increases your risk of a heart attack would also increase your risk of a premature death. As I have consistently shared in previous podcasts, living a heart-healthy life is the key to avoiding most chronic medical problems and living a long, healthy, and prosperous life. So, do other studies show that dieting is bad for your heart, or was this an outlier? And the reason why I bring this up is that you can never believe the results of a single study. Too many things can go wrong with a study that could give you a false finding, false results. Thus, before you accept anything as truth, you want to make sure multiple credible studies have all come to the same conclusion. With regards to weight cycling and the risk of heart disease, studies from as far back as 1991 have shown that dieting is bad for your heart. I should point out that not all studies have shown a risk from weight cycling. This is likely because these studies were much smaller and didn't include high-risk people. If you remember, this study included people who had known heart disease, so they were high-risk people. Based on the data available, unless you can keep the weight loss long-term, dieting is bad for your heart. In younger and healthier people, the risk of dieting probably isn't as high or isn't high enough to make any measurable difference. So why may dieting be so dangerous? Well, it's not clear why weight cycling may be so dangerous to the heart. Given the high risk of diabetes observed in this study, it is possible that weight fluctuations somehow damage the body's metabolism. Alternatively, it could be that repetitive diet failures may put people at risk for depression. As we've also discussed in previous podcasts, depression is a well-known risk factor for heart disease and a premature death. So wouldn't it just be better to accept being overweight and not trying to lose weight? Based on the results of the study, you might come to the conclusion that it would be much better or much safer to just accept being overweight. The only problem is that being overweight also increases your risk of a heart attack, heart failure, atrial fibrillation, and a premature death. Thus, the answer is neither dieting, nor is it just living an overweight life. The real answer is a new lifestyle. As the risks of weight fluctuation are real, and the risks of being overweight are real, you need to find healthy lifestyles that you can maintain for the rest of your life. While diets don't work long-term, healthy lifestyles do. So figure out what you can do to tweak your lifestyle to make it a little healthier. It's something you can do for the rest of your life so you don't put yourself at risk. So what should you do if you are overweight? My advice to anyone overweight would be to not go on a diet. Diets don't work, nobody enjoys dieting, and the risk of gaining the weight back is just not worth it. Rather, look for ways you can live a healthier lifestyle. The goal would be to gradually adopt a new lifestyle that you can maintain for the rest of your life. With a healthy lifestyle, your body will naturally shift to a healthier weight. Your weight set point will come down, and it will just happen all naturally, organically. When it comes to healthy lifestyles, if you can't envision yourself doing something for the rest of your life, then it probably won't work for you. So these are just some examples. Try them, see what works. And these are 16 simple lifestyle changes that have brought about effortless and long-term weight loss or maintaining a healthy weight for hundreds of my patients. Number one, make it hard to access processed foods. Make it hard to get sugar. Make it hard to get fast food in your life. Basically, create a junk food-free home. Number two, replace any chairs or couches in front of your TV with a treadmill, a stationary bike, or elliptical machine. That way, your living room really becomes a living room, not a dying room in front of your TV. Number three, stop eating for the day after an early dinner. And that's a form of intermittent fasting. I've seen patients lose up to 100 pounds just by eating an early dinner and not eating again for the rest of the day, that pre-bedtime snack. So it could be huge. Number four, make your plate mostly vegetables with every meal. Number five, track your daily steps and exercise. Number six, only drink water. Number seven, replace any processed grains with intact grains or no grains at all. Number eight, never multitask while eating. Number nine, embrace your daily stress with yoga, meditation, exercise, prayer, etc. I can't tell you how many stress eaters I've seen. And sometimes just getting your stress in check is all it takes to get 50 pounds off, 70 pounds off, 100 pounds off. Now, it doesn't happen overnight and it's not going to happen in a week or two, but over the course of a couple of years, it will happen if you're a stress eater. So embrace your daily stress. Number 10, never compromise on your sleep. Sleep-deprived people eat on average about 300 extra calories a day. It will add up over time. Get your sleep. Number 11, give your body a food break between meals. Once again, another form of intermittent fasting. Now, some people need to graze all day. Others, maybe grazing all day is the exact wrong thing to do for you. It really depends. It depends on your metabolism, how you're made up. Number 12, keep a food journal. Number 13, spend most of your time with people who are into physical fitness or healthy eating. You're going to do what your friends do. You're going to do what your family members do. So hang out with the right crowd. Number 14, cut all sugars out of your life. This is something I've been doing, and I've been amazed at how less hungry I feel. I just don't get hungry by cutting out all added sugars. So fruits are okay, but all added sugars. And sugar is in everything. It's amazing. Anything in a box, car, jam, anything is going to have added sugar. Number 15, get a dog that forces you to go on multiple daily walks. Number 16, only allow yourself to work on a computer if you are on a standing desk, a treadmill desk, or a bicycle desk. Take-home message. The key takeaway from this podcast is that dieting is bad for your heart. This is because up to 98% of people simply gain the weight back as soon as they're done with their diet. Popular or fad diets may pose an even greater risk, as diets don't work long-term. Always be on the lookout for healthy lifestyle changes that you can maintain for the rest of your life. With a healthy lifestyle, any extra weight will naturally come off. Once again, it won't come off in a week or two. It may take a few years, but it will come off. And so my question for you is, what simple lifestyle changes have helped you? Please share what's worked for you with the other 44,000 blog readers, regular blog readers that I'm now up to. And so go on to my website, drjohnday.com or thelongevityplan.com. Find blog number 213. Scroll down to the bottom, post your questions, and I'll answer everything. So with that, thank you so much for listening. If you haven't signed up for my newsletter, why don't you do so now? And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.